Ruben, how can I help you?
Hey, brother. So I just want to let you know, we've got we're sending all the wires out. I just copied you on some emails for the wiring instructions I don't have. They'll all be released today. I also let these guys know it's unit number two, so you got it at the right, they don't ship it to the wrong suite number. I also just want to make sure in the call with Financial Pacific, you verified with them that you want the billing cycle of the 15th. Is that correct?
Yes, I took care of that. They were fine with that. They gave me an option. They told me the first of the 15th. I checked the 15th.
Okay, perfect. So all the wires will go out today. Once the equipment is delivered, we'll just do the site inspection, but there's no rush on that. And then what I am going to do, Gordon, is this. I'm actually going to rub you the wrong way, okay?
Back up one step. What about the site inspections? I know they did that before, but
Oh,
they
once all the
call
equipment
ranger.
once all the equipment is delivered and installed to your satisfaction, just give me a call and say, "Hey, Ruben, send your site inspector out here." It's completely at your preference.
Okay, but I know they got to do it, so they got to make sure everything's there. I understand that. So, all
Yeah,
right,
but
I'll
that
put
could be
that on my calendar.
that could be 6 months down the road. It's nothing that you, it's
Well,
not,
they're
it
gonna
doesn't.
get. Yeah, I know that, but I don't make a note. I'll never do it, and then they'll get all excited. But anyway, go ahead.
No, no one will get upset. No one goes. The other thing is this. I'm going to rub you the wrong way. Instead of trying to just say, like, "Here, sign something," what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you, after all the wires go out, I'm going to send you, just so you reference, a loan contract for working capital, so you have a chance to look at it this weekend. I'm going to spell
Okay.
everything in writing. I'm going to give you the amortization schedule, and I want you to take a good look at this. Please feel free to give me a call on my cell phone anytime, but hopefully, this is something where I
Right.
don't want to
What's
rush you. I
the
just want to be honest with you.
All right. I'll ask you my first question up front. All right. What happens to my current business factor?
So basically, if you do this loan, we can use up to 50% of the proceeds to pay off your loan. So this is a first position loan. You don't want to do a second position loan. It's a violation of your contract. It affects your business credit horribly. It's just not the way to go. So we can use up to 50%. So your loan, I believe, was approved for 190
But
or
what if I,
195. Go
all right,
ahead.
what if I need more than 50%? What happens?
So if your balance, what do you think your balance is?
I'd have to look. About 120, 130, I don't know. I haven't had a chance to look. I gotta tell you, Ruben, I got that many things going on right now.
You got a million things, and
Yeah,
ultimately, you're the kind of customer where this.
let's say it's 120, though, and so 95
Okay,
is
yeah.
fine.
So let's give you those ideas. So actually, the fact that you're so busy makes you the perfect customer for this program, so you don't get caught up in crappy working capital. I just had a customer who owns a. So I had a
Okay,
customer who owns a Korean. I'm sorry?
I said, well, what happens if it's 95 versus 120? Right? If I put up 95 against it, what happens next?
I would either try to bump your approval up to cover the difference, and if
Or
underwriting is unwilling to, or you would just pay down to get to that 50% balance, so you'd pay down, which customers do all the time to get into a better program.
all right, I see what you're saying. All right, send
Yeah.
it over. I'll take a look at it, but I mean, I got to tell you that, I don't like the idea of paying that one off because I don't get any benefit for paying that. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay, so
But
yeah, and
I'm willing to
you
look at
I
it.
got it.
Don't get me wrong.
I
Okay.
got it. Let me answer. I'm going to answer that question on the phone and in writing because that's an
Okay.
important question. What you're telling me is, "Hey, look, Ruben," and I understand the mental issue. "Hey, look, if I pay off this balance, let's just
Right.
say now it's impossible for you to calculate how much interest you have, but let's just say $20,000. Let's go high. Let's say 20,000 of that is prepaid interest. It's
All
obviously
right.
not 20,000 because
That's what that is. Okay.
you're in." Well, no, you're into the loan, so it's probably less than that. But let's
All right.
just say, for argument's sake, it's 20 grand. So what you're saying is, "Hey, look, if I take 20 grand and I prepay off this loan, what is my advantage? Because I'm getting hit for all this interest.
Yeah.
You're winning because you originate a loan.
Yeah, and
You're
I'm paying
winning.
interest on top of interest.
Okay. Yeah, you're
If I
willing,
take
but
the
yeah,
second position, I don't do that, right?
Correct, but here's the kind of thing. So you borrowed 100 and you pay back.
Okay.
You borrowed 100 and you're paying back 126, correct?
Something like that. Yeah, but I'd use 125 to make a round number. But,
For a
all
year,
right,
right?
help me out. Yeah, okay. Something,
Okay,
I don't
give
know.
me a
It might be
second.
130. I think it's 130, but I don't think it's 120. All right. So let's say
Gotcha.
it's 130. Let's say it's $30,000 interest. That, and I've had some of it paid off, but not. But I mean, regardless of the number, help me understand why I would want to pay that off and pay other interest. I don't, you know what I mean?
Gotcha. So let's kind of walk through that issue. So you're like 5 months into your loan, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So kind of let's kind of understand what happens. And your daily payment's like $680 a day, correct?
Somewhere in that range, yeah.
Okay. So let's walk through that, and then it's good to have this conversation. Right. Then I'm gonna email everything in writing. So number one, what would be the advantage? Well, you'd have a similar payment. Number one, you'd be getting more cash. So let's just say that you paid off a little. You'd be netting capital without increasing your payment. So okay. because my terms are longer, much longer, you'll be netting cash instead of siphoning off your cash flow, but you won't be increasing your monthly or daily payment. Number two, long-term, it is a much better fit because when you work with a standard working capital company, you're beholden to them. You're never put in the driver's seat, so you're getting these 12-month terms. And the way that these companies work is they're not stupid. They set up programs because they know you'll have to keep renewing, and that's really where you're getting killed. When you get a better program, Yeah, because that's the thing. They know you're going to renew. Hell, Gordon, I can offer someone a 118 over 12 months because I know they're going to renew. It's a stupid thing. The problem is, and I can give them $30,000, and it looks good, but it's not. So what my program does is, whether you do 12 or 18 or whatever, but if you do a longer term, you're put in control. And that gives you the ability where, because you're not siphoning off so much cash flow, that you're the one that's in control. You don't have to be beholden to someone.
So you're saying what, my payments are lower? Is that what you're saying?
Well, so what's happening, you keep on renewing with Business Backer, correct?
Right. But okay, hang on one second. All right. The first one was, is out of this deal, I get cash. That's one advantage. Well, help me on the second advantage with respect to cash flow. How am I improving cash flow? So the payment's going to be the same, right?
Yeah, the payment's going to get the same, but you're getting more cash. That's the whole point.
So that comes back to number one, I get more cash.
Yeah, but what happens is this. Let me give you a comparison, right? You borrowed 100 from Business Backers, right?
Okay.
So if you borrow 100 from Business Backers, let's say you borrowed that 100 from me. Let's just say it was a complete refi with the same program.
Right.
You were just paying off debt.
Okay.
So let's just say you did 100 with me. Well, what would your daily payment be? Well, your daily payment would be, you're gonna jump out of your socks. So if you use the same program for me to do $100,000 over an 18-month term, your daily payment, Gordon, would be $351 a day, $351.85. So let's call it $352.
Okay. So you're saying that if I take 200, then it's going to be about what I'm paying now, right?
It's going to be exactly the same. I'm gonna spell everything out for you.
Okay, I understand. Understood. Okay, so
but that's not the key.
It's a lower cost of capital.
No, there's three major factors.
Advantage two is I lower my cost of capital overall, correct?
Kind of. Let's kind of break it up. Let's break it into manageable parts. I don't like to mix everything up and then say, well, it's better. Number one, your cost of capital is about half. It's about 50% less.
I agree.
50%. That's a massive difference. We're not talking about a percent. We're talking about 50%. Number two, you're not siphoning off as much cash flow. And number three, the renewal. So with this program, if you renew, and look, there's no promises that you'll get renewed. Most people doesn't qualify, but you can't predict the future. You could go bankrupt tomorrow. But the reality is, let's just say 9 months down the road, you want more money. Well, the way that these standard companies work is, they're going to say, great, you owe us everything prepaid. So it's just a cycle of nonsense. My program is going to say, hey, look, if you renew in writing, all your remaining interest is forgiven. What does that equate to? Well, on an 18-month term, due to the amortization schedule, it's about a third of the interest.
All right. Hang on, Ty. Let me restate what you're saying. You're saying when I go to renew, a certain principal amount, and I have a certain interest amount at the time of renewal. Let's say it's
correct.
$20,000. and 5,000. What you're saying is mm-hmm. they'll roll the 20 without the 5 into the next one, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
I understand what you're saying.
But right. it's not that number. You're usually looking, and I'll send you all the interest. Is the way these loans work is, so out of day one, you owe the entire payback, but it will show you how much is going to principal, how much is going to interest. But most importantly, why I do like this program is, A, it's better. There is a short-term, hey, well, why would I prepay this? But when someone is continuously growing, it's better to get them in a better program. But most importantly, here's the other flip side. You work with business backers, and they've chopped down your cost of capital each time you've gone with them to kind of make you happy, correct?
Right.
Well, here's the thing. You are starting at such a cheaper cost, that you don't have to negotiate down. And if you do negotiate down on a renewal, you're in a better place. You're not starting at a 1.35 or 1.38 over 12 right. months. You're starting at a 1.33 over 18 months. I've seen customers on these programs get like a 1.2 over 18 months. Can I promise you that? No, but you're starting at a much better point. Also, as an FYI, the loan's not serviced by Bank of Cardiff. It's serviced by a partner of ours. That company, I don't know if you've heard of them. We have a special relationship with them. There's a company called On Deck Capital. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, I've heard of them because they solicit business. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a specific relationship with them. They have different terms for different partners. Ours is very specific. The loan is serviced by them. They're a publicly traded company. But the way that I kind of see it is, and this is kind of my whole craw, I could be here for another year or 10 years, but
right.
the reality is I could be here for another 2 days. I could get fired this weekend.
Yeah,
and okay. I'm a big believer of, I don't like to use the word hate. I extremely dislike when someone says, what is the payoff here? And someone says, oh, well, we'll maybe give you a discount. We can't do it in writing, but how about this? Bullshit. Give something in writing. Anything you tell them over the phone, put it in writing. So everything okay. I'm telling you will be in black and white and say, hey, look, here's your amortization schedule. Here's the interest that will be forgiven. It's on the first page. It's by publicly traded company. So there is no misunderstanding in 8 months.
Right. Okay. I'm with you. All right. Send the stuff over. I'll look at it over the weekend.
Cool. All right. And I'll make sure these wires are taken care of first, okay?
Yeah, right. Basically, I think we're done with that deal. So,
cool.
I mean, with the equipment, I think we're good to go. All right?
Thanks, brother. Talk to you
all
soon.
Right. That's it. Have a nice weekend. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.